Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 1st. Happy Resurrection Day, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation. It's really bustling in the office. It's a Friday and lots of people in and out, so you may hear some noise in the background, but you'll just know it's lots of productivity. In Romans chapter 4, the title in my Bible says, Abraham Justified by Faith. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord never counts against them. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our Father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were not written for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Let me turn here in my phone. We are in Psalm 75 today. For the director of music, to the tune of "Do Not Destroy," a psalm of Asaph, a song. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, "I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, 'Boast no more,' and to the wicked, 'Do not lift up your horns.' Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to the very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, 'I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.'" And now let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today, we are reading Ezekiel chapter 15, and the title in my Bible says, "Jerusalem, a useless vine." Then this message came to me from the Lord. "Son of man, how does a grapevine compare to a tree? Is a vine's wood as useful as the wood of a tree? Can its wood be used for making things like pegs to hang up pots and pans? No, it can only be used for fuel, and even as fuel, it burns too quickly. Vine branches are useless, both before and after being put into the fire." And this is what the Sovereign Lord says: "The people of Jerusalem are like grapevines growing among the trees of the forest. Since they are useless, I have set them aside to be burned, and I will see to it that if they escape from one fire, they will fall into another. When this happens, you will know that I am the Lord, and I will make the land desolate because my people have been unfaithful to me, says the Sovereign Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in the book of Ezekiel today, Ezekiel is using a parable or allegory to remind us what the people of Jerusalem are like. Here in the New Living Translation, the translation is that they are a vine, a useless vine. In the Bible Project video, they say it's like a burnt stick. Let me look here at my picture. A burnt, useless stick. And so that's an image that we want to think on today and just ask that the Lord would make us a fruitful vine that is full of life. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Father, that by faith we can have assurance of our salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the many ways that you have shown yourself to us in Jesus, through his miracles, through his exorcising of demons, through his teaching, and most clearly, your love is displayed for us on the cross. Help us to be a people who praise you, who think of the many blessings that you have provided and name them. Help us to be a people who share your love and grace with others. And may we be a fruitful vine, a vine that takes the nourishment of your word and uses it to produce fruit in keeping with what you say. Bless us, Lord, this Sunday, and make us a blessing, we pray, through Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.